Well, how great thou art, great is thy faithfulness. We started out with a sinner saved by grace. I like songs that honor the Lord, don't you? We have a great God, and He's faithful. He saves those that's willing to put their faith in Him. Praise the Lord. I'd like for you to take the Word of God, please, and turn with me, the New Testament, to the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter number 3. 1 Corinthians, chapter 3, as we stand to our feet in honor of God's Word. We'll read the last three verses of this third chapter, beginning with verse 21. Of course, Paul's writing to the church at Corinth, and he begins this chapter with a message of rebuke to these carnal-minded believers that are at Corinth. But I love how he closes this chapter with the precious thought that we belong to Christ. The Bible says, therefore, in verse 21, therefore let no man glory in men, for all things are yours, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or things present or things to come, all are yours, and ye are Christ's, and Christ is God's. And I want to preach on this thought, for all things are yours, for all things are yours. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the time you've given to us to be here, this place. Lord, we've already been rejoicing. Lord, as we think about how wonderful, how great you are, and we think about the day that you will return, take us home. What a time. Lord, we look for and long for that day. Lord, until that time, we realize how great your faithfulness is to us. And we want to thank you for that. Lord, in thy faithfulness, I want to call upon thee to help me this morning. You're always faithful, but I need you especially today and especially at this hour. As I try to preach thy word, I pray, Lord, that I would be hidden behind the cross and this morning that we would see Christ. Pray that you'll help me to say what needs to be said and you'll help us to hear what needs to be heard. And then, Lord, when the time comes to respond, I pray that we'll be obedient, Lord, to the Spirit's moving in our life. Help us, Father. Help us to be what you want us to be. We pray these things in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Please be seated. There's something about belonging to something, to someone. But to belong to the Lord Jesus Christ, I believe, brings one of the greatest feelings in all the world. That's why we can rejoice when songs like How Great Thou Art is sung and songs like Great Is Thy Faithfulness are sung. Because we can identify with the greatness of God and the faithfulness of God and the truth of God's Word. The Bible says that we belong to Christ. The Bible says, and ye are Christ's, and Christ is God's. I'm reminded of a story that I heard some time ago about in the days of where Christians were being persecuted in a way that would cost their life. And there was a great man that was going to be burned at the stake for his stand for the Lord. When it came down to the last day, the last hour, the last moments of his life, someone asked him this question. They said, do you regret your action? And his reply was this: if I had as many lives as there are hairs on my head, I would lose them all in the fire before I would lose Christ. He knew that he belonged to Christ, didn't he? He knew that he belonged to Christ, and everything that he ever needed was found in the Lord Jesus Christ. There are things in this chapter that are of great value to the believer. But I'm going to show you four things this morning. For all things are yours. And I'd like to claim as my very own, through Christ Jesus, these very things that the Bible says are ours. First of all, I want you to see there is a favor that saves. A favor that saves. Notice what the Bible says in verse number 10. Paul was writing and he says, according to the grace of God which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereon. I want to call your attention to the first line of this verse. It says, according to the grace of God, which is given unto me. There was a day in the life of the Apostle Paul where he had a personal encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. And on this day, the Lord Jesus Christ was given unto him. The grace of God became real to the life of the Apostle Paul. When we think about Paul, we think about a man that persecuted the believers. We think about a man that hated the church. We think about a man that thought he was doing God a favor when he would go out and he would put in prison those that worshiped the Lord Jesus Christ. But one day on the Damascus Road, this man in his own righteousness met the very true righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ, and his life was changed. He went from persecuting the believers to being a believer. I want to tell you something, dear friend. There's a favor that saves, and that favor is the very grace of God. If you're here today and you say, "Preacher, I'm on my way to heaven. I know beyond any shadow of a doubt that heaven's going to be my home," I'm going to tell you how you know that. It's through God's marvelous grace. Because the grace of God came into your life and saved you, like all sinners have been saved. You know, I had no claim on God. I had no goodness to pray before the Lord. I had no promise that I could be any better than I already was. But grace made up the difference. I'm telling you, dear friend, I was nothing but a sinner on my way to hell, and you were nothing but a sinner on your way to hell. But the grace of God found you where you were and picked you up out of the miry clay and put your feet on a solid rock and established your going. That's what the grace of God does. It changes your life. And dear friends, it's yours. This favor that saves is yours. It's the saving, satisfying, sustaining grace of a wonderful God. Dear friends, anything that you need is found in the grace of God. The songwriter said it well when he said, "Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see." I'm telling you, all things are yours. And these all part of this all things is the favor that saves. If you're here today without the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, if you can't say beyond any shadow of a doubt that heaven's going to be your home, I want you to know that the God's grace has been extended to you this very day. And He's willing to save you. You say, "Well, preacher, I'm not a bad person," but you're lost. You're still a sinner. The Bible says all have sinned. Now, what's all mean? Does that not mean all? Red, yellow, black, and white? Rich or poor, young or old? All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Jew, Gentile, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And because of that sin, the wages of sin is what? Death. That's eternal separation from God. That's not just death where you die and you're put in a casket and you're lowered down into a grave. That death means that you are eternally separated from God. That is the wages of sin. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Grace finds you where you are, in your own righteousness or in your own sinfulness. And grace says, "I'll save you if you'll put your faith in what I did on the cross of Calvary." Amen. All things are yours, for the grace of God was given unto me. I'm telling you, dear friends, I remember the day that I was saved. I remember the day that the grace of God became a part of my life. I remember the day when all things were passed away and all things became new and I was placed in Christ. What a day. What a day that was for me. And you remember that day in your life, you'd say, what a day that was for you also. We see a favor that saves. The Bible says, for all things are yours. I want you to see, secondly, a foundation that is safe. You have this foundation. If you're Christ, if you belong to Him, you have this foundation. The Bible says in verse number 11, "For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ." I want you to think about this world that we're living in. I want you to think about what people are building their lives upon. All other foundations in this life will crumble and fall apart. Think about people that are building their life upon finances. The dollar is falling every day. The economy is shaky at best. We look around us and we see that corporations are falling apart. We see that the oil prices are rising. We see that everything seems to be falling and going to pieces all around us. And we see the foundation of everybody's faith crumbling when it comes to putting their faith in the things of this world. I'm telling you, dear friends, the things of this world will fall apart. They can crumble. They can fall apart right underneath your feet. But if you have put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, you have put your faith on a solid foundation. And when the world is falling apart and the earth is crumbling apart around us, and dear friends, when it seems like nothing else is going to work, Christ will be steadfast and sure. I can claim a foundation that is more sure than the rock of Gibraltar. Gibraltar. If I can say it right. I can claim a foundation that is steadfast. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. If you're putting your faith in anything else other than the Lord Jesus Christ, I want you to know your foundation is going to crumble. If you're putting your faith in your job, if you're putting your faith in your family, if you're putting your faith in anything, I want you to understand this, it can fall apart. But when you put your faith in Christ, He remains the same. Throughout all the ages, He is the same yesterday, He's the same today, and He'll be the same tomorrow and forever. And forever. On Christ the solid rock I stand. Right? All other ground. Oh, dear friends, don't put your faith in anything but Christ. Put your trust in Him and put your faith in Him, and you'll have a foundation that is safe. All things are yours when you belong to Christ. You have a foundation that is safe. Jesus Christ is the rock of ages. He has never been moved and He will never be moved. The winds of opposition may blow, but they've never moved Him. The floods of infidelity may rise, but they've never shaken Him. The very storms of hell have come at the world, but has never moved our Lord Jesus Christ. He's the same. He always has been. He always shall be. The Bible teaches us that before the foundation of the world was laid, that the foundation of our salvation was already taken care of. The Bible says in the Book of Revelation, chapter 13, verse number 8, that Christ was the Lamb that was slain from the foundation of the world. And sometimes we look around and we understand there needs to be fear in this world, but we need to see 'twas grace that taught my heart to fear. And grace, my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. All things are yours. A favor that saves, that's yours. A foundation that's safe, that's yours. Thirdly, I want you to see a future that's sure. A future that's sure. The Bible says in verse number 14, well, let's just continue on in verse number 12. Now, if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stone, wood, hay, and stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest. For the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss. But he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. The Bible says in verse 14, if any man's work abide which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. The believer can't do anything about the foundation. Because the foundation is the Lord Jesus Christ. It's already settled what the foundation is. But we have the glorious privilege of building upon that foundation. The day that you put your faith in Christ, the very moment you were saved, you were placed upon the rock of the Lord Jesus Christ. You were placed upon a foundation that was steadfast and sure. But sadly today, there are many that was placed upon that rock and they've built nothing. They're still the same. They're not doing anything. They're not building upon this foundation. The Bible says that if any man build upon the foundation, and it gives these different things, if any man build upon the foundation, the Bible teaches us that there's a reward for those that build upon this foundation with the right material. Isn't that what it says? Paul describes the building material into two categories. He shows us that there's one material that will not burn, but it becomes more pure with fire, while the other is material that'll burn. There's gold, silver, precious stone. They're purified by fire. Then there's wood, hay, and stubble. Now, if you're on the rock, if you're on the right foundation, if you're on Jesus Christ, then I want you to know it's settled. You're on your way to heaven. Praise the Lord for that. That's wonderful, isn't it? I have a faith. I have a salvation that's forever. The Bible says, whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. The Bible teaches me that I have eternal life, that I have everlasting life, that there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. I have everlasting life. So the foundation settled. But once we're placed on that foundation by the grace of God, we're to build upon that foundation. There's a lot of us that are wasting our lives because we're building wood, hay, stubble. Wood, hay, and stubble in themselves are not bad things. Right? They're not bad. But God has for us to build gold, silver, precious stone. Now, these are types. We understand this. Our works. There's too many of us wasting our time by doing what we want to do with life instead of doing what God wants us to do with life. What we want to do with life usually amounts to wood, hay, stubble. What God wants us to do with life always amounts to gold, silver, precious stone. And there's going to be a day when all of our works are going to be judged. You know what they're going to be judged by? By fire. And if we've built upon this foundation, wood, hay, stubble, all our works are going to be gone. But, guess what? We're still safe. Because we're on the right foundation. Though we didn't build the gold, silver, we're still saved. Now, I'm not giving you an excuse, because when we stand before God, I can assure you we're going to want to have to present to Him gold, silver, precious stone. But here's the thing. People are always trying to say, well, you can lose your salvation. You can lose your salvation. The Bible teaches us you cannot lose your salvation when the foundation is the Lord Jesus Christ. You can lose your reward, but you'll never lose your salvation. You have a future that is sure, dear friends. And because of this future that's sure, we ought to desire to build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stone. We ought to invest our lives in the work of God. See, you know what the devil does? The devil would have us to think that all that we do for the Lord is wasted and forgotten. The devil would have us to think that all of our giving, everything that we've given to the Lord is money foolishly invested. But the Bible would have us to know that there is a reward for those that invest their life in God's work. I'm telling you, when you build upon your life, you don't have to listen to what the devil has to say. I'd like to kick his teeth out, wouldn't you? Man, I mean, I'd love to do it. I'm like old Billy Sunday. You remember, you don't remember. Nobody here would remember. Somebody might. He was. Somebody might. They were fighting alcohol. He said, I hate liquor. He said, I'm going to fight it till the day that I die. He said, as long as I've got a fist, I'll hit it. As long as I've got a foot, I'll kick it. As long as I've got teeth, I'll bite it. And when I'm old and I'm fistless and I'm footless and I'm toothless, I'll gum it all the way to glory. I like that. I like that. He realized that he had something worth living for and something worth fighting for. Dear friend, what we need to realize is we need to invest our lives in the work of God and do what God called us to do. There's a sure reward for those that invest their lives. We have a future that's sure, and because of that, may God help us to invest our lives in His work. We have a foundation that's safe and a future that's sure. I want you to think about this today. Every one of us deserve to die and go to hell. I don't say that gladly. I say that with joy in my heart for the fact that I'm not going. But we deserve hell. We deserve the punishment. We deserve the sorrow and the heartache and the shame. But the grace of God found us where we were in our sinfulness and saved our soul and placed us on the foundations and gave us a future that is absolutely sure. I heard a story one time about a man had great authority, and he brought musicians in to play before him, and he promised these musicians a great reward. After they played, they came for his reward. And he told them, said, they already got the reward in the hopes of getting it. That's pretty pitiful, isn't it? I'm glad our Lord's not that way. I can assure you today that God is not like that. We not only have the hopes of it, but the Bible teaches us more than the hope of it, we have the assurance of it because our Lord has promised it. Jesus said, my reward is with me. We may go through a lot of things in this life. We may go through a lot of heartaches, a lot of trials, but many times that's building on the foundation. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. His grace that brought me safe thus far, and His grace that will lead me home. So what do we have? All things are yours. What do you have? You have a favor that saves. You have a foundation that's safe. You have a future that's sure. But I want you to see, fourthly, and I'm done. You have a friend that stays. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. Why? All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Notice what the Bible says. Notice what the Bible says. Verse 23. Verse 21 through 23. Let no man glory in men, for all things are yours. Whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or things present or things to come, all are yours. And look at this. And ye are Christ's. And Christ is God's. As a believer, we belong to someone, and that someone is Jesus. I'm His and He is mine. Oh, it's a wonderful relationship. I'm telling you, dear friend, the day that I trusted Jesus, I have a friend that stays. Proverbs 18:24 says, there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. His name is Jesus. He's a wonderful friend, and He comes to abide forever. Others may leave us, but Jesus will stay. Others may forsake us, but Jesus will abide. He'll be there when the trials come because He knows the way through the wilderness. He will lead us through the darkness because He is the light. He will stand with us on the banks of the river because He knows the way across. Hey, dear friend, when the valley is deep, He is there. When the river is wide, He is there. When the storms are raging, He is there. When the pressure is on, He is there. When the enemy is hot on our trail, He is there. When we're going through things that we didn't think we'd go through, He is there. When things aren't going our way, He is there. And hey, when death comes knocking at our door, I want you to know He is there. He is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And there's not one thing in your life, once you put your faith in Him, that He will ever leave you. For He said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. He is a friend. And oh, such a friend is He. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun. Just as sure as I'm standing here and you're sitting there, if you have put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, you have a friend that stays. Just as sure as you put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, you have a future that is sure, a foundation that is safe, and a favor that saves. When you put your faith in Christ, all things are yours. Put your faith in what you will, but everything else will crumble and fall apart. But faith in Christ brings everything because
You become Christ, and Christ is God's. Let's bow forward to prayer. Father, we thank you for loving us. And I thank you for the time you've given to us to look into thy word. I pray for that one that's here today. It's lost. They can't say for sure that heaven's going to be their home this day, Lord. I pray they would come. They would trust Christ.